KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. So what's an environmentalist to do? Next month's election features Proposition 7, which would require that much more solar and wind energy be used in California. That may seem like a slam dunk for anyone leaning green, but then why are so many environmental groups coming out against it? David Gorn reports.
At the University of California, Berkeley, directly across from the Campanile Clock Tower, Jim Gonzalez is standing on a roof, five stories above the bustling campus, to make a point.
This is a photovoltaic array that the UC Berkeley community had the vision to put in to save energy.
These solar panels covering the roof of the Student Union building are just the beginning of what needs to be a monumental effort in California, Gonzalez says. As chairman of Californians for Solar and Clean Energy, he is the point man for Proposition 7, nicknamed Big Solar, and says the idea of the initiative is simple. Ramp up the amount of renewable energy used in California and reduce carbon emissions that contribute to climate change. Right now, state law requires investor-owned utilities like PG&E to provide 20% of electricity from renewable sources by 2010. Proposition 7 would bump that up to 50% for all utilities, public and private, by 2025.
And that's what Proposition 7 is about, is having the large-scale utility companies use large-scale solar, not just the rooftop stuff.
And Gonzalez is also on this roof to counter one of the main points of criticism of his measure. Critics say that the fine print suggests that only projects larger than 30 megawatts would count toward the law. And 30-megawatt projects are pretty big in the renewable energy world, enough to power about 30,000 homes. If true, that would be disastrous to smaller solar and wind companies. Supporters deny it, but there's enough ambiguity to wind up in court over it, and no one really knows the outcome of that. That's why alternative energy-producing groups have lined up squarely against the measure. Gonzalez insists, though, that they're reading things into the measure that aren't there.
Proposition 7 does not affect in any way, shape, or form 30 megawatts and under renewable energy producers. This is a total fabrication of the utility companies, which sadly is being repeated by some environmental groups.
Here's the unusual thing. For an environmental initiative, this one has a ton of environmental groups against it. Sierra Club, League of Conservation Voters, the Environmental Defense Fund, the Natural Resources Defense Council, they all think the proposition language will create problems, not solve them. Dan Kalb is with the Union of Concerned Scientists, and he's concerned.
And so this is one of those things where, oh, it sounds really good because they have a nice name on it and a nice number attached to it. But the reality is it would not get more renewables in the ground. It would actually be counterproductive.
Environmental groups are worried that the global warming work that's already ongoing in California will be undone by a new set of regulations, different lines of authority. Basically, the concern is that the nascent wind and solar industry could be pushed into disarray.
Proposition 7 is supposed to be about renewable
and
energy.
And the utility companies, so PG&E and Southern California Edison, are alarmed enough to pony up $27 million to send that message home.
To buy from the big power providers. That's why most renewable producers...
When it comes to an election campaign, it's very difficult to explain the intricacies and the complexities of the problems with this initiative. It gets so highly technical, you start talking and talking and talking about it, and people just gloss over.
Environmentalist Kalb fears that Prop 7 is riddled with loopholes for utility companies to avoid meeting any targets at all, and that replacing detailed policy with new rules could result in endless lawsuits and freeze the state's alternative energy efforts.
It's not good enough just to have a goal on paper. What you need is a mechanism, a variety of mechanisms to actually make it happen.
And that takes a lot of work, says Severin Borenstein, professor of energy policy at UC Berkeley. He says it has been a monumental effort to get legislators and regulators, utility companies and energy experts, and innumerable agencies to all move toward reducing carbon emissions by increasing renewable energy. Prop 7, he says, with vague language and contradictory jurisdictions, could, he says, undo the whole megillah.
I would not say it is a marching band. I'd say it is a crowd moving in one direction together, mostly with people straying off so far. And this would definitely cause the crowd to sort of disperse in all directions.
This initiative was put on the ballot by a $5 million donation from Peter Sperling, son of the man who started the online college, the University of Phoenix. The question California voters will have to answer in 4 weeks is, do they want to reboot and rewrite energy policy and drastically increase the amount of renewable energy required by the state? Or do they want to proceed along the current path laid out by lawmakers, environmentalists, and alternative energy players? For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To follow the money spent on Proposition 7, go to kqed.org/quest.